We're here tonight after the two parents of the Fogel family and three of their children were buried today, having been murdered brutally in their homes. And there are a few thoughts that I think maybe it's important to point out. I don't think we would be just in thinking of their murder as a personal event. The reaction of the nation is justified because we all realize that the people who murdered them for the simple reason that they were Jews. And there's no difference between them and anyone else. They were just people who they could get their hands on. So, in fact, the state of Israel was attacked today, Friday night, although people might not word it that way, but the people of Israel were attacked, and among them, five people were killed, which really I think is the more accurate way to look at it. And we weren't attacked by individuals, although there were individuals who did the act. But the Fatah's, Alaska's Martyr Brigade, took responsibility. Now, there's a big game going on here because Fatah is theoretically under the control of Abbas, who is theoretically condemning it, who is theoretically interested in peace with us. You guys know Abbas's history, that he was one of the people that murdered the Olympians, the Israeli Olympians. There's a game, without going into politics, we have to be aware a little bit of what's going on around this. There's a general reaction that Am Yisrael is pained, Am Yisrael is angry. That's one thing. And the question is, where are we supposed to channel all that? This isn't the first time, unfortunately, in our history that this has happened, and I think we have to learn from Chazal, learn from Tanakh, learn what's a person supposed to do. So I think that there are many, many directions that are positive where a person can focus his feelings. And in life, we're not looking to extinguish feelings. I think the key in life is knowing to channel feelings. Meaning, feelings are part of living. The fact that a person feels is healthy. Woe to the person who doesn't feel. Woe to the person who can continue his day today and not be affected by what happened today. I think there's just one point which we should realize about... How many years ago was it? About 13 years ago, after the Oslo Peace Accords. So then Jews were being murdered daily. It came to a point where you couldn't cry anymore. We'd be crying for so many people killed with such large numbers. Buses being exploded one after another. The fact that we're so taken by what happened here is normal. That's the way it should be. But we should also be appreciative of that, because I remember a time when in this country we were desensitized because of how many things had occurred back to back. You had people being murdered day after day. So I'm just saying, within all this dark cloud, we should also appreciate the silver lining. We should be appreciative that we had a relatively long period where this did not occur, and it strikes us when it does. It should strike us every time. But being human beings, when it's happening day after day after day, it's very, very hard to continue being sensitized. And that's a problem. I'm just saying, within all of this, we should also remember that there's... there is a blessing that we've had for quite a while, and we should be appreciative of that. And now that this happened, and we are duly upset, so then I think we have to think how to focus our energies positively. And that means different things for different people. Each person has their strengths. But I think what's important is that a person do something positive with it. I know one person wrote a prayer today. And I know another person that wrote a song. And I think that a person can take on something positive. A person can say, I'm going to have, let's say, 5 minutes where I won't say anything I shouldn't say for the next month. It's important to try and make it a bite-sized portion, something that's doable. Very often we try to take on something and it doesn't last. So I think that if a person says, in the memory of those that passed, at least I will do something constructive, I think that's something which we learned about in the Avat Chesed, in the Chafetz Chaim's works, and it's a merit to those who passed, and it's at least one constructive and positive way to take what happened and do something positive with it. Those of you who can do other things that are constructive, good for you. To each his own. But I think it is important to focus our energies in a positive direction. And that can mean more personal growth. What usually happens when things like this occur is that a person is shocked and upset, and he waits for the mechanism in the mind that causes us to forget to kick in, so that he could continue with his daily life. Meaning, consciously he's very upset, but subconsciously he really wants to go on with his life. So there's this, I'll be upset today, I'll be upset tomorrow, I wish I could do something, I can't do anything, so I'll just be upset till it passes. And time will heal all wounds, so to speak. Time will take its course. Well, that's not right either. It's not right. Something happened here. As a nation, something happened to us. As individuals, something happened to us. Something happened to us. And I think we have to try and make a mark of it. Not to let it just pass. And not to just be upset today, talk about it today during lunch and supper, and we all went to the Levaya today, and then in 2 or 3 days we're back to where we were, and okay, five Jews were killed. No, I think we have to do something more substantial. And that's up to each person to think what to do. I don't know if you guys remember, a few years ago, there were two Jewish children who went off instead of going to school, and Arabs caught them in a cave, and their bodies were found in the cave, and their blood was painted all over the cave, these two Jewish children. And when it happened, I compiled a song back then. Until today, it's different to me. And we did, on different occasions, we as a group, we took upon ourselves different things, different mitzvot, when different things happen to Klal Yisrael over the course of the time I'm here in Machon Meir. I don't know that there's a point this time for us to do something as a group. I think each person has to think to himself, what is it that he's going to do? Could be a person's going to say, for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be more careful about accepting Shabbos on time. I'm going to be more careful to be in shul on time come Friday afternoon. Every person has to think to himself, what is it that he's going to do? But I think it's a positive thing that a person not just be enveloped in emotion today, but do nothing about it. And part of what you could do is write letters. You know, Tom McCain came out in favor of Pollard. You guys know about that? I don't know what got him to move. I don't know, but it could very well be some of the letters that he got moving. I don't know. But there is an importance in our world to write letters and to think how we can also do something practical that's positive. Today, everyone can access the media on some level. And if you're going to be on the computer anyways, so that's also a positive way to do something. Those of you who aren't on the internet, I don't encourage you going on. Those of you who are only there to check your email, I don't encourage you doing anything else. But if you're anyways going to be on Facebook or Wikipedia or elsewhere, so then a person, if he's anyways spending, we won't say wasting, but spending some of his time on these sites, I think it is a right thing to take some time and find a way to make something positive of what happened, to maybe refute some of the blood libels that are going on around about the Jewish people. Because I don't know if you're aware, but millions of Arab children are watching shows now on Arab TV that describe how we take children's blood for Pesach. There's no such concept. There never was any such concept. I've studied thousands of books, and I have thousands of books in my home, and not one ever mentions any such thing. Quite the contrary, it is biblically prohibited to take the life of a non-Jew, to take the blood of a non-Jew, to eat the blood of a non-Jew. There is absolutely no basis whatsoever for it, but that doesn't stop them from presenting it to the children. So they actively slaughter our children. And, you know, in Gaza they gave out candies to the kids. They celebrated what happened here Friday night. You guys might not find that on the news because it's not so nice that the news doesn't want to portray. But at the end of the day, there is a war going out there for public opinion. And there are many, many attempts to present us as bloodthirsty and all kinds of other things which are very, very far from the truth. And I think that if a person is going to be online and he is going to be spending time there, then a person should also leave a positive impact on there. Find a way to leave a positive mark. If a person is not online, blessed be he, so then let him say Perek of Tehillim. Some of the Prakim of Tehillim that I know by heart are because I accepted upon myself once for something to say a chapter of Tehillim a full month every day. So I said that chapter, and you know what? You say the same chapter a full month every day. You end up knowing that chapter. I think that each person has to think in his realm what small thing he can take and grow from all of this and make the world a better place from all of this. Do something in their memories. And that, I think, is every person's responsibility. It's not something we have to do as a group. Hashem should bless us that our wounds should be healed and we should hear good news from now on. Amen.